It's time for our regular program for Heritage, and our special guest this week is Lisa Haglund, the Vice President of Sales, Marketing, and Development for Heritage. Lisa, thank you for taking the time to speak to us on the air today.
Thank you, Dennis, for having me. We appreciate it.
How are things going at Heritage at this moment, considering your response to the COVID-19 outbreak?
You know, Dennis, with all the apprehension in our country right now, and levels of stress, one thing that I continue to be amazed at is what is currently happening at Heritage. You know, while our staff and our teams who are serving seniors, the most vulnerable population, obviously have levels of stress and apprehension, what I have seen is a movement grow out of this that has just amazed me. They've actually coined the term Heritage Strong. They are finding innovative ways to engage and care for our residents. They're finding safe ways for families to interact. And they really, our teams are walking into the buildings in the unknown every day and really looking at our residents and those we're called to serve as if it was their own parents or grandparents. And I've spent a few nights in tears based on what I've seen our teams do, and I'm honestly just amazed.
So, in addition to that, Lisa Haglund, you are taking all the necessary precautions to make sure that the staff is well when they enter the building and that the interactions are safe with all of the people who live at Heritage?
Absolutely, Dennis. In fact, we were lucky to be a little bit ahead of the curve on what was even required here in New York State because we have a facility in Seattle where the initial kind of ground zero outbreak occurred. We were able to apply what we learned here in New York early. We have daily screenings that are occurring for not only residents but also for staff. We are conducting tabletop drills, and we also have formed a COVID-19 task force with all the necessary levels from medical expertise, communications, infection control experts who are really leading the group who daily are providing guidance and ensuring safety is first.
Let me ask you these two questions. Do you have the equipment that you need? Do you have the people that you need to deal with this new reality you're facing at Heritage?
The answer to that is yes and no. All of our people who are tirelessly walking in right now every day are committed and we need them. But Dennis, as you can imagine, and as you're hearing in the news, we need more. We need more employees. We need those who are retired to step back up and volunteer to become an employee again and come in. We're looking for RNs. We're looking for CNAs, dietary activities. We need people who are willing to step in and say, if that was my grandmother, I'm willing to go back to work for a few months to help Heritage and those residents. And as far as equipment, we are in the same boat that most of the country is. So I would tell you that Heritage is one of the safest places for our seniors to be, because we have the food supply and they don't have to be at risk and go out shopping if they're independent or assisted living. We have the pharmacy on site that can take care of our residents. But what we are short on, just like you're hearing across the country, are PPE equipment, masks, and specifically mask covers and sleeves. You know, we're really looking for the community around us to engage and help by sewing mask covers. Or if it's a salon that recently closed or a dentist office, to contact us and donate their N95 masks or gowns.
What is the best way for people to connect with you if they're interested in employment, if they have something they might donate, if they want to respond to your request for help in any way, Lisa?
Either our website, heritage1886.org, right on the main page, we have a contact us button, or you can go on social media to the Heritage Ministry site, message or put a post out there, or you can email us at donations@heritage1886.org.
I must ask as a follow-up question, because I was unaware of your facility in Washington State. Did everything turn out all right eventually there for the residents at the Heritage facility in that state?
Absolutely, and that's a great question. Actually, Dennis, we've grown and we're currently in four states. And in Seattle, because of, you know, kind of that ground zero effect, it actually wasn't our facility, but it was a facility in probably around 20 miles away that was affected. And while, unfortunately, they went through kind of the fire, we were able to quickly learn from them and watch what they were doing. And we still, across all four states, have no confirmed cases and are doing well in all areas, or as well as can be expected.
Well, as our time concludes here, Lisa Haglund, I wish you well, and thank you very much for speaking to us today on this Heritage program.
Thank you, Dennis.
Lisa Haglund is the Heritage Vice President of Sales, Marketing, and Development. This program is heard weekly at this time for Heritage.